Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
Firefighters found a body inside an apartment while fighting a fire this morning in the Northeast. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from Burrholme. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, we're here on Rockwell Avenue, right by Cotton Avenue, at this brick apartment building here close to the corner. We are being told this is a suspicious death. That's how police are classifying it. We have police here. We have the fire marshal's office here at also 6 o'clock this morning or so. That is when they responded to this third floor apartment. People had been calling 911. They smelled smoke coming from the building here. So they called 911. Firefighters got here. They put out a small fire in the kitchen, a really easy one to put out, according to officials. But then when they went into the bedroom of that unit here, that's where they found the victim, a man in his 40s, down on the ground, bleeding. He had a bunch of cut wounds, cuts on him, slashes, things like that. So he was hurt. He was dead, according to police. He was pronounced dead at the scene here. And they are calling it suspicious. They don't believe he died because of the fire, but again, because of the blood and the slash wounds and trauma to his face, they believe this was a suspicious death. Now, one of the neighbors we talked to said yesterday she was calling police and others were calling police because this man was acting very erratically. He was at one point calling for help, saying he needed assistance. At one point was locked out of this building, according to this woman we talked to, and grabbed a bat and actually chased down an Uber driver to try to get some help or try to get into this building. That's what we're being told by one of the neighbors here. She said she called police. They responded, tried to get this guy help. They talked to him, but nothing happened. So they have their questions of what exactly happened to this man. Was this some kind of breakdown that took place? But the police, at the moment, Carol, they're treating this as a suspicious death. They don't believe the fire is the thing that killed him, but he was found very bloody and with slash marks all over the place.
All right, thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in Burrholme in the Northeast.